Chapter 37. Jesse was still trying to wrap his head around the dead man's identity when Lundquist, another detective from the state police, and the state forensics team showed up at the scene. "Jesse, this is Detective Lieutenant Mary Weld. She'll be handling the investigation." Weld was a sturdy-looking woman with brown eyes and a polite but businesslike manner. She let you know just by her expression that charm and a friendly attitude would bounce off her like paper bullets. She nodded and offered her hand. "Chief Stone?" He didn't bother asking her to call him Jesse. "You want a rundown on the situation?" She thought about it before she answered. "Sorry, Chief. I prefer you step back. I don't want to come to this with a preconceived notion of the chain of events. What I do need is to speak to the responding officers and Officer Davis. She's the shooter, correct?"
"She is."
"I also need all evidence collected by your department immediately turned over to the state forensics team, and I'd like to look at the scene and the victim."
Jesse pointed down Newton Alley.
"The ME is at the dead end with the body. I will send over the two responding officers. Officer Davis is in shock." Detective Weld gave Jesse a cold stare. "Is that your assessment?"
"According to the EMT."
"Okay, Chief. I understand the impulse to want to protect your cop.
I do.
Brian here will tell you I'm a good detective and a fair one. But don't try to color events in Officer Davis's favor, and please stay out of the investigation, unless I request something from you. By the way, Chief Stone, where were you during the events of this evening?"
Jesse asked, "Is that relevant?"
"I won't know until you answer."
"Boston. I got back into town about 20 minutes ago."
"Do we have an ID on the victim?"
"John W. Vanderkamp, 22. New York State resident. His wallet's been bagged."
Lundquist's eyes got big at the mention of the name Vanderkamp, but he didn't say anything.
Weld continued.
"Was he known to your department?"
"He was wanted for questioning in connection to a vandalism incident."
That got a rise out of Weld.
"Vandalism?" "There was a cross-burning incident here earlier in the week, and the victims asked us not to report it as a hate crime in order to protect their children from the potential fallout and publicity. Mr. Vanderkamp was captured on surveillance footage, purchasing 5 gallons of kerosene shortly before the cross-burning, and in close proximity to the location of the crime."
Weld shook her head, slipping on gloves. "Okay, Chief. If you'll send your officers over, I'm going to have a look at the scene."
She took a few steps, stopped, turned back.
"Remember, Chief, stay out of it."
Lundquist waited for Weld to be far enough away.
"Vanderkamp? You think he's related to what's-his-name, Leon Oscar Vanderkamp?"
"Uh-huh. Be a hell of a coincidence if he wasn't.
One in a million."
"Sounds about right."
"I suppose I should clue Weld in," Lundquist said. "The shit's hit the fan, Jesse. Can't imagine how bad it's going to get when the family finds out."
But Jesse had spotted Dylan Taylor's car and had already begun walking his way. Lundquist shrugged and headed toward the tape barrier. Dylan Taylor was a tall, handsome man, solidly built, with dark blonde hair and deep blue eyes. He had taken over as head of security on Stiles Island months ago. Jesse didn't know him very well, but liked what he did know about him. Jesse grabbed him by the arm as he was running toward the ambulance.
"Oh, sorry, Jesse, I didn't see you."
"Be calm, Dylan. She needs you to be calm."
"What happened?"
"I'll let her tell you. Did you call the lawyer?"
"Yeah, he's already on the way."
"He's good at his job, and he's a good guy, in his way. He said the same thing about you."
"Listen, Dylan, the state investigator is here, and she's going to interview Alicia any minute.
What did Monty advise you to do?"
"To tell Alicia not to talk to anyone until... shit."
"Exactly."
Dylan Taylor took off in a mad sprint. Jesse found Suit and Peter Perkins, who had shifted duties to crowd control. He hadn't noticed until now that there was a crowd. That was the thing about using sirens in town. It made people curious. Maybe this time, Jesse thought, that curiosity might not be such a bad thing.
"Detective Weld, the state investigator, wants to talk to both of you. She's over by the scene. Go one at a time. Remember, tell her the truth and just answer her questions. Don't volunteer anything more than what's asked for. It won't help Alicia if the statey doesn't trust you. Suit, you go first. Jesse looked into the faces of the gawkers, many of whom he knew by name. But at the moment, they seemed like people he didn't know at all.